This is Spencer King, Editor-in-Chief of AXL. AXL is the American College of Cardiologists' extended learning series featuring conversations in cardiology with the scientists who conduct research in our field and the clinicians who are translating that research into clinical practice. You're about to hear an interview from our latest issue. As an AXL subscriber, you will receive 24 new interviews each month. Plus, depending on your subscription level, you will have access to hundreds of interviews in our digital library. With AXL, you can stream or download your content for convenient offline access to your mobile device. And each interview qualifies for CME credit and MOC self-assessment points. For more information, visit acc.org/AXL. Listen now to a talk David Moliterno had with David Thudge from Erasmus University in Rotterdam, the Netherlands. They discuss syntaxis. It is the 10-year survival after coronary artery bypass grafting versus percutaneous coronary intervention.
Daniel, thank you and welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So go ahead, we'll have a number of minutes to go over the highlights, but maybe in just a minute or two, remind the audience about syntax. What were we looking at? What was the two groups that were being compared and how were they studied?
Of course, so the syntax trial has been initiated over 10 years ago. Patients with three-vessel disease and unprotected left main disease were randomized to undergo PCI with paclitaxel first-generation drug-eluting stents or coronary artery bypass grafting. So the trial has been performed in 85 hospitals across 18 different countries in North America and Europe. A total of 1,800 patients were randomized either to PCI, the group contained 903 patients, versus CABG, 897.
So two very large groups of patients who were getting then contemporary best practice for revascularization of triple vessel disease or unprotected left main disease.
That's correct.
Good. And the earliest results showed what were the high features for the early results now?
So the trial was designed to show non-inferiority of PCI versus CABG on one-year endpoint of major adverse cardiac and cerebrovascular events. So those results at 1 year were in favor of CABG overall, the composite endpoint. Then the results were also published at 5 year outcomes. For the Syntax extended survival study, we've looked at the endpoint of all-cause mortality only, all-cause death. Mm-hmm. So we did not look at the stroke, MI, or repeat revascularization.
And as I remember from the Syntax trials, there were two or three high-level points that came out when sub-analyses, of course, were done, and that was looking at the three-vessel disease group on one hand, and on the other hand, looking at the unprotected left main. And then the other, and so maybe you'll summarize those, and then the other concept was the extent of disease, and hence where the Syntax score came from with a low, intermediate, and then complex disease patients, because I think those two things also teased out some other points with regard to Syntax.
That's correct. As you mentioned, the trial successfully developed and introduced the Syntax score. Regarding the Syntax score, we also looked into that regarding our Syntax extended survival study. In those groups with low intermediate versus high Syntax scores, we saw that in the first 1 to 5 years, patients with more complex disease were doing better with CABG than they were with PCI. So of course that raised question, what will happen not only in those Syntax score groups, but also for the main cohort, for the three vessel patients, for the left main patients, what will happen when we extend follow-up beyond 5 years? And we would like to answer that question, and luckily, we've been able to do that for the all-cause mortality, all-cause death part.
Yes, and we'll get there in just a second. But even at 5 years, there was a trend, or at least the data were looking in favor as the disease complexity progressed. There was a more clear benefit towards surgical revascularization. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. And what we saw as well in the first year data that when we're looking at completeness of revascularization, CABG appears to have a slight benefit over PCI. And that benefit is most likely to occur in patients with extensive three-vessel disease, where you saw that in 33%, correct me if I'm wrong, but by had 63% of patients, revascularization was complete versus 56 in the PCI cohort. So that's in line with the extensiveness of coronary artery disease, correct?
Yes. So not often happens, but when patients had a comparably complete revascularization, the distinction between the two modalities wasn't quite as obvious, was my recollection. So those are the past findings, but now very exciting. You are to be congratulated already before we hear any results, and that is for carrying this on for 10 years, which is very terrific. So let the viewers or the audience know, what percentage of patients were you able to keep track of for the whole 10-year period?
So we looked into all 1,800 randomized patients. At 10-year follow-up, we have achieved 94% completeness of follow-up of those 1,800 patients, which is a remarkable high number for at least a randomized trial to achieve that at 10 years. So we were now the first trial to look into all-cause death, to publish the results at 10 years in the group of multivessel, three-vessel disease, and de novo left main disease, undergoing PCI with drug-eluting stents versus CABG. So we are delighted that we were able to do that at 10-year follow-up.
Yeah, it's fantastic for 94% of patients. That's really remarkable, especially as you described, for really being an international study. So give us some of the high points here. What were you able to find at long-term follow-up?
So at 10 years in the overall cohort, we saw a small difference between PCI versus CABG at all-cause death. So we saw a difference of 3.5%. In the overall cohort, so that means that in 27% of PCI patients, death had occurred during follow-up versus 23.5% in the CABG cohort. That was, however, without significance. As mentioned before, we looked into the pre-specified and important subgroups, which were three-vessel disease. There we saw that CABG provided a significant survival benefit, still at 10-year follow-up, with 27% all-cause death in the PCI group versus 20.6 in the CABG cohort.
It's almost absolutely twice as many as compared with the overall cohort. So the enriched or three-vessel disease, really a substantial difference between the two groups.
Correct, yeah. That was seen already at 5 years, yes. And the advantage has been prolonged up to 10-year follow-up. However, if you look in the cohort with left main disease, we saw that survival or all-cause mortality was similar between PCI and CABG. So that was reassuring to see that PCI performed well in patients with left main disease in the Syntax trial.
Terrific. So what next? How do you work upon these data even further? Is this it?
For us, for the Syntax extended survival study, this is it. So only all-cause death has been looked at. Of course, you want to know as well, at long-term follow-up, what will happen with a patient that has received PCI with drug-eluting stents or CABG. Do they get repeat revascularization? How are the rates of MI or stroke? So that is something we cannot answer by performing another follow-up or another investigation. So we would hope that the more contemporaneous trials now looking into PCI with newer generation stents versus as well improved surgical performance, what will happen after 5 years? So for instance, the EXCEL trial or the NOBLE trial, it would be great if they could at least extend the follow-up beyond 5 years.
Yes, because as you've seen here, in fact, there was some widening of the curves or a greater absolute difference between the two treatment groups at the longest follow-up.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. Perhaps some of physicians or some people might have expected that the curves would diverge even more when you prolong follow-up. However, I think we've also seen that by only looking at a relatively simple survival curve that you cannot exactly determine what will happen afterwards.
Because there are other events are occurring that may not necessarily be related to the revascularization itself. Could be other confounders that start to come in. It's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
Good.
So thanks. This was really terrific. Maybe give us just a quick synopsis and the top two or three takeaway points for our listeners.
So the takeaway points are that completeness of follow-up was as high as 94% in the 1,800 randomized patients. In those 1,800 randomized patients in the entire cohort, we saw only a small but not significant difference between PCI and CABG regarding all-cause death. However, CABG remains the treatment of choice in patients with three-vessel disease with lower numbers of all-cause death at 10 years compared to PCI. However, in the patients with left main disease, there was no treatment difference regarding all-cause death at 10 years. And then finally, you also have the patients with more complex coronary artery disease reflected by higher Syntax scores. We saw a significant survival benefit of CABG over PCI. So, of course, this is one study, one big study, one pivotal study. However, the results should be looked into as well by the other contemporaneous randomized controlled trials.
Very well stated and well appreciated. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
This is Spencer King, editor-in-chief of Axel, and you've been listening to an interview from our recent issue. For more information on how to subscribe to Axel and receive additional interviews published each month, go to acc.org/Axel.